I decided to write here on the forum about my exploits. Maybe someone would need such power. Note: I do not take responsibility if something happens to you, the reader, while playing with used power adapters that I am writing about here. A week ago, I found a 600-watt power supply from a good Delta company on Allegro, DPS600QB, for only PLN 49. I bought two pieces right away. The power supply at the output allows to pull up to 40 ampere from the 12-volt line and up to 28 ampere from the 5.1-volt line. The strange 16-pin terminal discouraged me from buying, but I decided to get to these pins, which in a moment. After short tests, it turned out that the 12-volt and 5.1-volt lines give the output 11.9-volt and 5.10-volt respectively. The power supply is for real very loud. I do not advise spending several hours in its vicinity. I dismantled the whole thing and started to investigate what the pins from the 4x4 pin are for. Without going into details, I have determined that the pinout looks like this, from the left as in the picture below. The two copper terminals are 12-volt outputs, the next two are ground, GND, RTN. Then we have a mysterious 4x4 header. The next two are ground, GND, RTN, and 5.1-volt. 4x4 header, A2, C2, D2, B3, C3, D3, C4, equals ground. Ground are marked with the sign exclamation point in my drawing. A1 is this pin raises my doubts. It is connected to two SMD resistors with a resultant resistance of 100 ohm. In a word, the pin is of no use to us, the so-called pull-down. B1, after connecting the power, this pin is high through a 10K pull-up resistor connected to 5-volt SB inside. C1, power on, works the same as in the ATX power supply. To turn on the power supply, connect this pin to ground. This pin is connected to a 1K resistor inside. Then the signal goes to transistor SOT23 and so on. D1 equals power OK on the tested unit. The high signal appears here about 1.1 seconds after switching on with the power on C1 pin. It is probably an open collector output. Watch out for this pin, lest you burn the small SOT23 transistor when fumbling with the meter. B2 is analog input pin, applies to the 12-volt line. After applying a current of 130 to 180 euclid-amps to this pin, it causes a change of 12-volt output voltage linearly. The easiest way to describe it is 0 to 130 euclid-amps, U out 12-volt equals 11.90-volt. But when we give 180 euclid-amps and more, the output appears about 12.15-volt. In a word, voltage regulation, 12-volt. We don't have to use this pin, but the voltage will be 11.9-volt. That's exactly what I have. A3 is analog input pin. It applies to the 5.1-volt line. Same as above, but current 10 to 40 euclid-amps causes a change in the range of 5.10 to 5.23-volt. In a word, regulation of the 5.1-volt line. The pins below are for the I2C memory soldered to one of the standing PCBs, specifically the larger PCB. A4 equals VSS of 24CO2 chip. B4 equals SCL. D4 equals SDA. Haven't tested thoroughly if sometimes the UCSTM7X also hangs on the I2C lines. Between pins B4, D4 and A4, there are 100 ohm resistors between the chip, just in case. Note, A4 is not connected to GND, RTN ground. To sum up, for proper operation of the power supply, it is enough to short PWR on with ground and hula. The rest are nice additions. Below, I present a photo. Here is the complete power supply. Huge dimensions, length, width, height, centimeters. 30.5, 20.9, 6.9. The folded handle, is included in the length. Yes. Delta shows the parameters. Inside, after unscrewing 8 screws, one under the RF shield, glued with double-sided tape, we see two beautiful Delta 12-volt, 2.94-ampere turbines, i.e. cooling takes 30 watts at maximum speed. We can see the construction here, main PCB and two vertical boards. The larger one contains the ST72264G2 microcontroller, several LM324, LM358 op-amps, LN339 comparator, S, local 5-volt SO8 stabilizers, ST2402 series I2C memory, 2 kilobytes. Its E0, E2 pins are connected to VSS. So from what I understand, the chip has an unlocked write, correct if I'm wrong here, and an SO8 chip type, TL384XB or TL284XB. I don't have a photo, I'm looking at the downloaded datasheet. Output terminals. I managed to notice that the radiator, second from the right, in the photo below,